So it is, it's fair to say, and help me if I'm wrong here, but it's fair to say that if and or just because you disagree with some of the tactics that might be associated with some of the Black Lives Matter mm-hmm. chapters, just because you disagree does not mean that you disregard their message.
Oh, no. Fair? I think the message is very important.
Okay.
I think it's a must.
Okay.
We need the militancy.
Yes, sir.
We need the people to stand up and insist. We all need to be pushed and proud.
Yes, sir. So along that line, can you talk to me about, because certainly you are, I characterize you, of course, as a hero, period, and a hero of mine in specific.
Well, I don't consider myself a hero. I was just...
It's written on buildings in Atlanta. I don't know if you've seen it. So you're a hero. But certainly you are a revolutionary. In the truest sense of the word, you are and have been militant in the truest sense of the word. I'm curious how it is that militancy has abated, diminished, or has translated into your position as elected official. Because we know that, or at least the way that I understand, is that activism is in one space in many times. In elected officialhood, in public service is in another space. Do you take sensibilities from the activism and apply them to your elected official space? Is there a maturation? Are they disconnected? How do those worlds exist?
No, I live in one world.
Yes, sir.
And I, as a human being, as an activist, elected officials, I don't necessarily segregate my concern. And as time to protest, I got arrested on the Capitol ground. My last protest, October, not my last protest, but my last arrest, protest was, but October 2014.
Yes, sir.
We're trying to get the speaker to bring before the Congress a comprehensive immigration reform bill.
Yes, sir.
And more than 200 people marched, and 8 members of Congress decided to march with them. We got arrested, and there was the Capitol Hill police officers were apologizing for arresting them. The Congress said, "I don't want to arrest you," but these guys—they're black, they're white, women too.
Yes, sir.
Member of the Capitol Hill police force, and I call them brothers and sisters, and thank them for what they did. But from time to time, you have to find a way to dramatize the issue, to make it real. Uh-huh. Dr. King used to say, we need drama. Uh-huh. The march on Selma was drama. The march on Washington was drama. To help educate, to help move a nation, to move a people.
Yes, sir.
So I'm prepared. No, because I'm elected official, I still get out there. And rally and speak up and speak out. I think you have to do it.
Yes,
it's in your bone.
Yes, sir. So can you tell me this? This was interesting in the State of the Union that we just recently heard from President Obama, his last State of the Union. I looked at it, as I'm sure many of us did, and we saw you there, and my son was asking about if you were going to be there, and he's been excited to kind of meet you, as I explained a little bit earlier. One of the things I did not see, but that my mother saw in President Obama's exit, was him pointing to you and saying, "I love you, John Lewis." How does that feel?
Well, it felt good. It felt very
That's
good.
That's an easy one, right?
No, it felt good.
And what does it mean? Because obviously it feels good, but what does that mean? And looking at kind of the arc of your life, looking at yourself at 15 and your commitment to the struggle then, your investment in the struggle, your friendship, your being a part of the Big Six, you're seeing kind of the evolution of the revolution. What does that mean?
Well, it means a great deal. I wish the other members of the Big Six to witness what I'm seeing, what I'm witnessing. That people who wanted to vote never had an opportunity to register to vote. Many of those people that stood in those unmovable lines in Alabama, in Georgia, in Mississippi, the people that was beaten and murdered.
Yes,
sir. And Fuller, the first African-American president, that said to me, John Lewis, I love you. And I said, Mr. President, I love you too. But I remember when he was inaugurated, asked him to sign something. And he wrote on a little piece of paper, it's because of you, John. This was in 09. And when I saw him in 2013 during the inauguration, he said, it is still because of you, John. That means something.